Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. First called the People's Department by Abraham Lincoln, the United States Department of Agriculture is a diverse and complex organization. From enhancing economic opportunities for agricultural producers to protecting the nation's food supply to improving nutrition and health, the USDA supports programs that touch the lives of all Americans every day. With us this morning to discuss how USDA's financial management and information technology strategies support the department's program mission is our special guest, Chuck Christofferson, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Information Officer at the USDA. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Also joining us on our conversation is Mike Wasson, Director in IBM's Federal Civilian Industry Practice. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Chuck. And thank you for joining us today.
Chuck, I always like to ground our listeners with some facts around our subject, in this case, the USDA. Could you start by providing us a sense of the history and mission of the U.S. Department of Agriculture?
Yes. Actually, USDA is an incredibly fascinating place. We have a large myriad of programs that handle both the conservation element of the United States when we look at Forest Service, and we look at the Natural Resource and Conservation Service when it comes to more of the farm entities and items such as stream beds and things like that. On the opposite aspect, we also have Food and Nutrition Services that handles the food stamp programs, the food pyramid, and research around the food pyramid. We do a vast amount of research in the department, which is incredibly fascinating as well. We have an agricultural research farm that has developed out everything at one time to 80-pound turkeys when, you know, turkey meat was big in thing with the American public because it was so lean, to, you know, turkeys that are 20 pounds or 15 pounds for a normal family at Thanksgiving. We have at the research center as well, you know, our ability to have, you know, a great food supply in our grocery stores is due to a lot of work that they do there. We grow more food per acre than we ever did before. We use less fertilizers than we ever did before. We also have basically the venture arm of the government when it comes to rural development and invest in rural America, everything from water treatment plants to the infrastructure for telecommunications. And what's happened is it's actually become a great place for technology companies to invest in for, you know, help desk call centers and things like that. Items that used to go overseas are now starting to come back. There's just a diverse mix of programs at USDA that we manage, and that doesn't even cover the inspection services that most people associate us with. So we have a vast mission, and it has a myriad of programs associated with it. It adds a lot of complexity to the organization. At the same time, we're finding over the last couple of years that there's a lot of synergies that we can capitalize off of and actually reduce some of our costs.
So, Chuck, with such diversity of mission, could you provide us some details on how the USDA is organized, a sense of the size of the budget, number of full-time employees, and perhaps the geographic footprint of the department?
Yeah, that's actually fairly easy. We deal in basically hundreds. We have about 100,000 employees. When it comes to disbursements, it's about $100 billion a year, a very sizable number. It makes us a very large entity inside the United States, one of the largest inside the United States. Probably among, take my private sector background, we'd be among the top 10 corporations in the United States if we were to look at it that way. The layout, like I said before, you know, normally looks at research versus rural development versus the farm programs and some of our marketing programs. It is highly complex in the way that we have to manage and operate. But at the same point, it also has a simplistic structure to it where we have the secretary, a deputy secretary, operating support staff to support out the missions, to lay out goals and visions and expectations. So it's highly complex, but we operate in a very simplistic model.
Well, Chuck, now that you've provided us with a sense of the larger organization, perhaps you could tell us more about your area and dual role within USDA. What are your specific responsibilities and duties as both its chief financial officer and chief information officer? Could you tell us about the areas under your purview, how your area is organized, the size of your staff and budget, and how does it support the mission of the department?
When it comes to my budget, that's actually a tough thing to actually look at. I have about 3,000 employees that report out to me through my structure, a fairly large organization. We basically have three separate segments. We basically have finance and we have shared services both on the finance side and on the information technology side. And then we have basically the pure IT side. So if I take the finance side, I'd have responsibilities for kind of the Sarbanes-Oxley of government, so the internal controls, A123, certain information and reporting that we have to do, so the performance and accountability report that goes to Congress every year at the end of the calendar year after the fiscal year is closed, into basically planning and continuity of operations as well. When it comes to financial management, financial systems all rest on that organization and the accumulation of information for disbursements and all that, cutting checks, all that stuff would come out of that area. We have the National Finance Center. About a third of the federal civilian government is paid through them, located in New Orleans. As you know, we went through some issues with Katrina, and yet, it was flawless. And then I switch over to my CIO side, and I have data center operations, which are basically shared service operations there. And then I have the traditional IT when it comes to, the planning of IT, enterprise-wide architecture, things such as e-authentication. We have HSPD-12 moving in, which is the credentialing to a radio frequency chip in people's ID so we can actually have a more secure network. Anyway, there's a long list of items, including the e-government initiatives. So that gives you somewhat of an oversight of our organization in the way that we operate and the way that we're structured.
Well, thank you. And regarding your responsibility and duties, what are the top three challenges that you face in your position, and how have you addressed those challenges?
I think our top challenges right now are at USDA, our back office can't change fast enough. We're on 1980s and 1970s infrastructure when it comes to information technology and several of our mission areas. It's not solid technology anymore. It's no longer fully serviced by vendors and people like that. I have between the Farm Service Agency, I have about 14 million lines of COBOL code. Same thing with NFC, I have about 14 million lines of COBOL code. It's becoming more difficult to find those programmers. And that leads into the second big issue, which is the human capital element. The federal government is starting to get hit by the vast retirements that been basically prophesied for a number of years. And we're now to the point that we're starting to see that, where the SES ranks are really getting hit hard. And so that's our second big issue, is continuously planning for the human capital element as people retire out. And then the third element is, how do we manage all this change? As you can tell, there's a lot of influx in the environment right now. You know, the U.S. has to be more competitive in world markets, means that, as a government, we have to be more flexible. We have to be operate a little thinner, and yet we have to have information and technology that supports out, the changing environment that we have. So now we're becoming thinner, but yet we have higher responsibilities as well. You're seeing a lot of that change come into the environment. Yet on top of that, the human capital, the change in IT infrastructure that we have, the whole change management aspect is something that is not necessarily easy to manage, and is probably the third area.
Now, Chuck, you came to the USDA a couple years back after a career in consulting in the private sector. Could you tell us a little bit about your career path and how you got started?
Yeah, I actually, I graduated out of university, and my first stop was in the hospitality industry, and I quickly found that they needed people to come in and clean up books and address audit issues and things like that. It's kind of the time of the season in the hospitality industry. They're growing very quickly, and so in about a year, I found that I was the basically the hotel controller over an 850-room hotel. It was the largest hotel that the organization had. I learned an incredible amount. I had an opportunity over at a billion-dollar telecom company that's part of a very large utility. We had companies that were, very top-tier companies. That's where I left, and I started into consulting at first on how do you basically make them more dynamic when it comes to IT and to infrastructure. How does a merge between technology and finance come together? After I did that for basically a couple of years, I ended up accepting a position as a CFO in a company that was in a turnaround, and we very quickly were able to turn it around and take it to the next level. I was a CFO. I moved into being basically the COO and the CFO at the time. So I had operations and finance in the company. I later moved on to Fortune 500 where I had I was a group vice president over operations and finance. And then later, I was at the invitation of the president to come up and serve the country. And it's an incredible honor to take a position like this and to serve the country. So
that's a great story. So, Chuck, if you boil all that down, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role or roles at the USDA? And is there a particular management lesson that you've learned over the years that you've brought over to the USDA in these roles?
Yeah, there's actually a number of lessons that I've learned over the years that as I came to USDA. I found that people actually read every single word inside of a memo in the federal government. And, there's nothing wrong with that. Realize that you have people that their job is to figure out what is really means and what of really means, what and really means in legislation. They do this for a living because it makes a big difference. It can be a difference between whether or not you can actually operate a program or not operate a program. When it came to change management and technology and those type items, blending finance knowledge with information technology happened before to having the joint role. We had some committees that we sent up that were basically multi-talented, multi-task committees that for like the farm service programs where we had some IT issues and we're looking at how do we bring in a new farm payment system. That team, you really had to have a combination between somebody that was on – that was a program management official that understand the program – that understands the program. You had to have somebody that understands finance and technology, internal controls, how you move processes across the organization, financial processes. At the same time, you really had to have somebody that had technology involved in it. And so all these talents basically came together to form this team. And then, we provided oversight when it came to senior management and how do we eliminate barriers. And so it very much defined, the group that had the responsibility and really how we had to take all this talent and put it together to those that could eliminate barriers and to push things forward. And so these models have been starting to come together. They've been, a great model. But it's taken, realize that model isn't traditional for government. So, there's just some really strong and really good compliments that have happened through this process over the last 2.5 years.
That's great. So how is the USDA integrating budget and performance information? We will ask Chuck Christofferson, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Information Officer at the USDA, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.